Okay. We've got big news coming today from the White House again in a policy proposal. Now, will it get traction? I don't know, but the president is going to announce a little bit later today in a White House Rose Garden ceremony a bid to overhaul immigration laws and put into place a merit-based system and get rid of this visa lottery. All right, so this is a big deal. Of course, I would suggest the Democrats will give it no chance at survival, not because it has merit or doesn't have merit, no pun intended, but because they don't want to give Donald Trump any sort of a victory. But it's going to be a big opportunity for us all to discuss immigration in this country, what's going on at the southern border, and how we get things under control. Joining me now, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
Always good to have you here, sir. All right, so the immigration challenges at the southern border we know about. We've heard from Jay Johnson from the Obama administration several times recently, and that really balances out the discussion for me because he says, listen, it is a crisis. It's unprecedented. The entire population of Orlando is showing up every couple of months for comparative purposes, and now you've got the president saying, listen, we need to have merit-based immigration, people that can contribute to our country, that want to be Americans and can be doctors and lawyers and architects and laborers and landscapers. What do you make of what you've heard so far?
Well, I think it's a continued effort by this president to move the country off dead center of letting status quo that impacts us in negative ways because we just, I guess we don't care. And the American people, I think, for the most part, at least by the polls, are saying they've had it with that. We want legal immigrants to come, as they've always come to this country, including many of our families, but we want them to be here with a purpose. As in the past, they were questioned as to the reason why they're coming, what they were bringing with them, what they could do, what they plan to do, and it was a merit system. It's not unlike what is in other, what takes place in other countries of the world, and it's time that America looks at it. So it'll be interesting to hear what the president says.
Well, let me make a prediction, though, Congressman. I mean, the merit-based system is a good, sensible system. It means people come here that don't have criminal records. It means people come here that have some sort of an education, and maybe it's a college education. Maybe it's in the trades, because Lord knows we could use more people in the trades. But let me make a prediction that the merit-based system will be called bigoted, misogynistic. It'll be called anti-Islamic, and so on and so forth. I mean, that's what the Democrats, they'll just tar and feather the whole proposal right out of the gate. That's my prediction. What's yours?
Well, I think your prediction is absolutely right. Again, it's not an issue that they are so much concerned with the people coming or not coming. It's an opportunity to stop the president from having a win in the eyes of the American people. I mean, these are the same people, in many cases, who say, we don't want these people to come because they'll take jobs away from American workers. Well, we don't want to take jobs away from American workers. But right now, there are 7 million jobs going wanting, lacking for someone to fill that position.
Sure.
Either because they're not trained, capable of doing the job, or they don't want to do the job and they're willing to continue taking welfare assistance. That has to change, and maybe the incentive of people coming through who have at least the credentials of saying, I want to work, I want to contribute.
Sure.
To encourage some of these people to get off their seat and do what's necessary to get a job and fulfill a purpose.
Now, what you just said, though, no reflection on you, Congressman. Congressman Tim Walberg here from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. No reflection on you. But when you say that the Democrats don't want to allow the president a win, even if it's the right legislation, legislation that they think is good for America, they will fight it, they will kill it, they will deep six it, just so he doesn't get a political win. This is why, and again, no reflection on you, this is why Americans in general hate Congress. I mean, people talk about the approval ratings of the president only being in the mid-40s. Congress is in the mid-teens. And it's this kind of gamesmanship. I mean, let's be honest. We all know we need immigration reform. We need to have a conversation about it. And instead of pursuing that and doing the right thing and talking about how do we bring people here, because we'll continue to bring people here, whether we do it legally and ethically and responsibly, or we just allow them to run across the border. They're coming one way or the other. We should do it in a responsible fashion, I believe, and bring the best people possible to America. And it'll never see the light of day, most likely, because of politics. And that's why people just can't stand Congress in many respects. Again, no reflection on you, Congressman. I like you, but you understand the point.
No, I get the point. And I think, you know, the people need to know that there are a good number of members on both sides of the aisle that would like to see things accomplished. But there are also those that are carrying the day right now for numerous reasons and lack of leadership that understands that we have to move something forward, so we're going to get our respective conferences to do the job. We're not getting it done. And the American people say, this is a great country, we have great ideals, and we're being run by a minority in many, many aspects of this country. And it's time to change. I think the president is a disruptor, and he's saying, I'm going to, at the very least, point out to the American people what's going wrong here. I'm going to continue pushing forward ideas that make common sense, that move forward. I'm going to say, I'm willing to negotiate, but you got to move it. And if you don't do it, then American people will see it's not me, it's you that are holding up the continued movement forward in this country.
Let me move to another topic with you this morning, Congressman, because I think it's important. The White House issuing a letter yesterday saying they will not comply with a whole flurry of subpoenas. They're not going to supply some of these committees run by Democrats in the House, information about business dealings, finances, things dating back long before Donald Trump even announced his candidacy for president. Yeah, and I understand the president's angst. I understand that he doesn't want to give the Democrats a mulligan or a do-over. But the problem that I see, constitutionally speaking, is I'm not sure he has any choice. I mean, whether it's for the right reasons or for the wrong reasons, the House has the right to have oversight of the executive, if I'm not mistaken. How do you see this playing out?
Well, we certainly do have the right to have oversight. The question is, what oversight are they doing? Is it of a private citizen named Donald Trump before he was president of the United States, or is it the president of the United States that they're attempting to have oversight? And that's the question that comes up. Jerry Nadler knows that when we requested information from Eric Holder, from Barack Obama, president, on issues relative to things like Fast and Furious or Benghazi, we were stonewalled there. That didn't come across. I contend we had all authority to do that. We don't have prosecutorial authority, so if we don't have the appropriate law enforcement entities, which we didn't at that time, to enforce the law, we couldn't get that information, and they kept it from us. Didn't simply redact it. They just kept it from us. Yeah. Here's a situation where the question is, does Jerry Nadler have the right to have an inquisition over a private citizen, Donald J. Trump, versus having the right to supervise and evaluate a president and his handling of various things? Right now, it appears they're going back into a private citizen's life. That ought to strike terror in the hearts and minds of normal citizens like you and me out there that they could do that to us.
And now stories breaking just today that there's a belief inside the DOJ that James Comey may have been using the Steele dossier as leverage, as, frankly, blackmail material over the president-elect at the time. We'll talk about that next time. Congressman Tim Walberg, always good to have you here.
Well, have a great rest of the day, and hey, this is still America. Let's rejoice in that fact.
I agree with that. Amen, my friend. We'll talk sometime soon. It's Thursday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station. Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.